Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger, live at the Health 2.0 conference in Boston. I'm sitting here with Brian Gardner, leader of Kaiser Permanente's Mobile Center of Excellence. We're going to talk a little bit about patient engagement now that Meaningful Use Stage 2 is supposedly going to require it in the final rule. We'll see how that goes, since it's just a proposed rule at this point. But thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So I know you're not the compliance officer at Kaiser, but being involved in mobile health initiatives, I'm sure you have some opinions or some feelings on how Meaningful Use Stage 2 requiring patients to engage with their electronic health records and health information is a good thing.
Yeah, I think giving, making the requirements an interesting term, I think patients really expect to have access to their health information. It's part of who they are. It's about them. To me, it's an obvious thing to give a patient. So I think the idea makes a lot of sense.
Well, so what's Kaiser's secret? I know that Kaiser has been very successful in engaging patients, you know, especially with their mobile health initiatives. And give me a little background on that, and then what makes that clock tick?
Well, I think, Kaiser Permanente introduced the electronic medical record for all 9 million patients. I don't have the exact date of when that went live, but I think it was 2004 is when we finally went across all 8 regions, and all 9 million members have access to it through the EMR that we've installed. We built off of that KP.org, which is our primary online destination where our patients come and our members come and engage with their health record, and close to 4 million of those 9 million members are registered users of KP.org. So the interaction with their health record is already pretty high from a KP membership population perspective.
And what kind of things are they doing on the go? I mean, are they just looking at test results, or what kind of programs do you find the most popular?
So the most popular is probably they're viewing their test results, like you said. In 2000 alone, I think we had over 28.5 million test results reviewed online. Emailing their physician is another one. There's a million emails from patients to their physicians a month last year alone. So that's probably the second most popular. Looking at their pharmacy center record, looking at their prescriptions, refilling prescriptions, making appointments, modifying appointments. And then not only for themselves, but we have the ability, or they have the ability, to actually engage on behalf of themselves and their family members. So it's not just them.
And how does Kaiser sort of extend that and get patients actually interested in maintaining and improving their health through these initiatives?
I think it's become kind of the norm of how at least the registered members interact with us more on a casual basis. Meaning, they're not, if they're managing a condition, they're having an ongoing dialogue with their physician electronically. Every time we send them an email, whether it's about a test result or an upcoming appointment that they have, it automatically directs them to the online and digital experience. And from a mobile perspective, what we've done is we haven't started from scratch for our mobile applications. We've built off of that huge foundation that we built and established with KP.org, going back to the electronic medical record itself. So it's pretty solid foundation that we're building off of, and a large population that's already used to engaging with us in that aspect. So I think we kind of have a big advantage in that it's already an established method of communication.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Search Health IT is read and listened to by a lot of CIOs and CMIOs. So you got the clinical and the non-clinical side of IT, as well as compliance officers. We have quite a few of those among our readers. And they're all sort of trying to wrap their head around, especially the smaller hospitals and smaller health providers, so trying to wrap their heads around how to get their patient populations engaged where maybe there is none or very little right now. So they're just starting down the road that you've advanced pretty far as a healthcare provider. What advice would you have for those folks who are just trying to get started What is a successful mobile implementation that gets patients that patients find useful?
So I think not to talk about the mobile piece yet, but I think engaging the patients and the physicians in this change, right? So if you're putting in an electronic medical record in a in a smaller base hospital, you can't sort of go buy it, install it, and expect things to change. You know, you have to engage, and this is what it means operationally. This is how workflows change. When Kaiser did theirs, it started one region, and they learned a lot from that initial implementation that they took out to the next one. And physicians and nurses and people that were engaging with the workflow and how it was going to change were involved in the implementation of that.
Right.
And then when it comes to how do we engage our patients into that workflow as well, I mean, there's a lot of dialogue, in the encounters. And then when we build out this functionality online, we use them as well. I mean, we build it around them. How would you expect to interact with your physician when it comes to emailing? What's the easiest way to do that? How do you switch family members if you're in the middle of a transaction? So it's you can't just get it and install it and expect things to work off. And I'm not saying that anybody would do that, but I think when I've heard our physicians that are really part of that leadership change that took place internally, that's the story that they always tell, is about how they involve the people that were going to be the end user components of this significant input, significant change to their workflow, and let them establish how it should be done.
And so probably another logical thing would be then vet out some of these processes and interfaces with patients themselves too.
Yes, absolutely.
So, all right. Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.